As our country's population ages into their 80s and 90s, there's new technology being introduced that addresses their needs. The goal is to help seniors and the people who care for them. This week, WBUR's Bostonomics team is examining the future of work. Today, reporter Rachel Zimmerman offers a look at what the future landscape of what's called caregiving tech might look like.
Milo, a robotic cat, is a hit with residents at the Brookdale Senior Living Community in Danvers.
Look at this big tail. Yes, you're talking to me, aren't you?
Lillian Bunny Hall is 92.
Pretty kitty.
Hall's afflicted with dementia, but she lights up as she strokes Milo.
Oh, yes, his eyes are so big and pretty.
Myrline Desrosiers, a program manager at Brookdale's memory unit, says she uses this robotic cat, made by the toy company Hasbro, to help improve Hall's moods, especially at mealtimes.
She will introduce Milo to the other ladies at the table. If Milo is hungry, she will give Milo milk. She's calmer. Her anxiety level is really, there's none at all compared to how she was before.
A robotic cat isn't the most high-tech device around, but it may be a sign of things to come. Entrepreneurs and researchers are rushing to develop new technologies for the nation's fast-growing population of seniors and to assist those who care for them.
Wait a minute. I think this way would be the way to... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that must be it. That is the most amazing thing I have ever seen.
At the Wingate Residences, an assisted living center in Needham, 83-year-old Janice Bornstein is wearing a virtual reality headset.
It was a screen porch.
The device was developed by Rendeavor, a startup spun off from research at MIT. Its aim is to help seniors experience adventures like virtual hiking in Iceland or rafting through the Grand Canyon, and also to remember and revisit places from their past.
Wait a minute. Let me look around.
Bornstein is amazed to find herself looking at her childhood home in Syracuse, New York.
And that was the porch. Way in back of these trees, over there. I don't know where I'm pointing when I'm doing this. Oh, I'm glad I stayed alive long enough to see this.
Much of the new technology for seniors is still being developed, and engineering and ethical hurdles remain. Safeguarding privacy when sharing personal and medical data is one concern. Another is who should actually be in control of the technology.
We think it's very difficult and somewhat fruitless to try to put technology into the hands of the elder. That was actually one of the reasons we selected the caregiver market.
Jeet Singh is a Cambridge-based entrepreneur and CEO of Red Star Ventures. After years analyzing the market potential around aging baby boomers, Singh's company launched Kinto earlier this year. Kinto is an app intended to help unpaid caregivers, often family members, as they navigate an unfamiliar world.
We looked at all these types of things that caregivers have to do, communicate with their siblings, communicate with paid caregivers, manage medications, legal documents, doctor visits, and essentially have sort of a central place where you could do all these things.
MIT professor Dina Katabi agrees that seniors are probably not the best ones to manage the new technology meant to help them. That's why she's building devices to create what she calls health-aware homes. Her team is developing Wygate, a wireless system that tracks changes in a person's gait, which can be an important indicator of health.
The device itself is very simple. You just hang it on the wall like a picture frame and turn it on, and it just works.
The Wygate device senses people's movements throughout the home. It then sends notifications back to the caregiver if, for instance, mom falls in the bathroom and can't get up. If the caregiver doesn't respond, Wygate calls for an ambulance. The beauty of this kind of invisible technology, Katabi says, is that seniors don't have to think about it.
The idea is to have devices that would disappear into the background, would not ask us to change our behavior in any way, but be there monitoring for any health-related emergency, as well as collecting data that can help in understanding how to intervene early on before they end up in an emergency room or the hospital.
experts say investors are flocking to support a slew of tech-enabled home care ventures, with funding exceeding $200 million through last year, according to a 2017 report on seniors aging in their homes. But Joseph Coughlin, director of MIT's Age Lab, says that in order to make technology truly helpful, it's got to seamlessly connect all aspects of senior life.
What I see mostly from the startup community is that it looks like we're trying to live longer, better in an aging society, one device, one pill reminder at a time. And the way that we age well is by thinking across systems.
What might that look like?
I think what that's going to be is a combination of those smart devices. So yes, your refrigerator will be talking to your toaster, but also services that come to the home, whether it's something as simple as cleaning the house and changing those light bulbs, as well as transportation that goes door to door.
Coughlin, author of The Longevity Economy, says that the transportation needs of seniors are a major stimulus to the development of one of the most anticipated new technologies, the self-driving car.
And so rather than having to worry how to take the keys, if that's ever necessary for mom and dad, hopefully none of us will have to drive, and maybe none of us will ever own a car.
But even if that happens, the human caregiver will remain critically important, says MIT economist Paul Osterman. He says it's unlikely that a socially skilled elder care robot will be minding your aging mother anytime soon.
This is fundamentally a personal care business in which one individual works with and helps another person. It will be a long time, I think, before technology can substitute for people in the home to any substantial degree.
In the coming years, Osterman says, the shortage of caregivers could reach 350,000 or more. So the pressure to develop technology to help fill the gap and support caregivers and elders will only intensify. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Zimmerman.